Hi, it's Beth. It's March 16th, 2020, episode 82. I've been in the house for 9 days. So I want to talk about cabin fever, which actually is a thing I'm finding. It's very true. My problem started, I started having bad dreams, okay? In the first one, this is how the Pete and Phoebe thing came up. My finches, I was in the cage with them. And I was a person. And I, you know, I'm holding on to that perch for balance. And I'm not a bird. I'm a person. Right there in it with them. And you know what? It's dirty. I didn't clean it enough. That's obvious. I've figured that out now. A little too late. But whoa. Really go to the bathroom a lot. But I'm sitting there and on the perch. And they're talking. And they're talking in bird talk. And I know they're laughing at me. It's more like ridicule. It's horrible. It's horrible to be in a bird cage when you're not a bird. But that's how I feel about my this incarceration that I'm going through. So then I had another dream last night. This is getting bad. These bad dreams, I would call them nightmares, but they're not with monsters. This one was so crazy. Kit and I had just returned from a trip, which I guess I'm trying to get out of here. And even in my dreams, I didn't even dream it, but I came back from a trip. It's pathetic. So anyway, we have to rush because we're going on another trip. It's syndrome. And I got a syndrome. Anyway, we rush out the door. We get in this car with our friends. We don't have friends. I mean, we don't even know these people in the car. But everybody knows each other. And we're in the way back of this old country squire station wagon. And these people are so close. Everyone else in the car is just, oh my God, they're enjoying each other's company. They're laughing, talking about what they're going to do this time when they go to the cabin again, because they go every year together. This is one of my personal nightmares. That it's exactly what I hate. I'm in a place where everyone knows your name, but nobody knows my name. That's what's going on in this car. They actually are laughing their heads off in jokes, which is another thing I can't stand when I'm not in on an in joke. And then they start singing this song that they all wrote together. These are really good friends. I mean, but I would never fit in this crowd anyway. That's the other thing. I'm not the kind of person for this. And they're singing the song and everybody's got a nickname in the song. It's like unbelievable. And I've never had a nickname. I always wanted a nickname, but I never got one. That's how close these people are. So then I realized in the middle of the song that I don't have any camp clothes because I never went to camp. And oh, this is a camp. This is a camp for adults. It's like a cabin. This guy's had it in his family for all these years. These are like the Kennedys or something. And I don't even have a bathing suit. I wake up from this dream just feeling terrible about myself. And that's when I realize that I have a bad case of cabin fever. It's so bad that I'm even going places where nobody wants me in my dreams. I mean, it's not good. And this is, things were going really well when we started this. We isolated ourselves 9 days ago. And I was proud of myself because I always wanted to do something noble. And I felt like it was a little bit noble because a little bit ahead of the curve. But I really only felt like I could do something noble for a week. I hadn't thought this through. Maybe 8 days tops. I'm in my 9th day. I can't be noble anymore. Noble things should end. There should be a beginning, a middle, and an end to noble things. So this is all backfiring. And then I looked it up this morning, cabin fever. It's also called stir crazy. And actually the word stir comes from when they used the word stir for prisons, which is, you know, I didn't know that. So that was interesting. I don't usually learn interesting facts. I think that's cool. So that's where stir crazy came from. Cool. But back to my dilemma. So I've got this in spades, just knocking it out of the park with all the symptoms. So here's the first one. First symptom of cabin fever / stir crazy. Extreme irritability. Now I know I have this. because my dogs are terrified of me. I haven't done anything yet. But my two dogs are bomb-sniffing dogs. They just know it's coming. And it's scary. Because they've never been wrong. They're just sniffing around me. With their tail down, head shaking. I'm like, oh my God, when's it going to blow? When? They don't tell me. So that's scary. That's a scary little bomb ticking that's going on around here. So I got that one really bad. I got restless. See, I could be doing things. I could be cleaning my house. But I want to do things like that. I want to do things like go to the movies. I want to buy beautiful smelling soaps. I want everything. I want a massage. I want all the good stuff. I want to go to a restaurant and have some lobster. So I don't want to do it here. Even if some delicious meal came from like the best restaurant in town, I don't want to eat it here. I want to go out. So yeah, I'm restless. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So then there's this other symptom, oversleeping. Yeah. Yesterday I slept till 11 o'clock. I took Tylenol PM, but still, that's remarkable for me. 11 o'clock. And the first feeling I had when I looked at the clock was good. Half the day is gone. Awesome. That's not even normal for me. This is like seriously endless. So yeah, I got that one. And then distrust everyone. Yeah, I do. I got this one bad. I'm counting my Twizzlers. I've got a stash of Twizzlers and I'm counting them every day. Because I don't trust Kit, even though he says he doesn't like Twizzlers. And I've never seen him eat a Twizzler. He's a chocoholic. Still, I'm counting my Twizzlers every day. So I've got that bad. And here's the other one. Have an urge to go outside. Yes. Yes, of course. That shouldn't even be here. I want to run around a mall screaming, I'm here. I'm here. I hate malls. But that's all I want to do is just run in a mall and scream and look at people and touch them and say, hi, how you doing? That's pretty sick. You know, I even want to go to the grocery store. I hate the grocery store. I feel like if I went to the grocery store, it'd be like a trip to the Riviera. So thrilling. So, you know, I got it. I'm overachieving in the stir crazy department. And okay, here, this is great. Here are the cures. Get outside. Now, they wrote that down. I don't even think that's funny. So I had to read more, but ugh. Anyway, what they're talking about is your front porch. Like, oh yeah, that's going to work. But, you know, I haven't even gone outside, except I bathed the dogs for, what was that, 5 minutes one day, because I do a terrible job of it, because they hate it and I hate it. So anyway, I'm going to try that one because maybe at least I should get some vitamin D or something. So go outside, go on your front porch and just be thrilled. Yeah, that's going to work. Come on. Okay, here's the other one. Second one, call your friends, even though they probably don't like you anymore. Wait a minute. That's paranoia. Not everybody's getting that one. So I don't want to bore you with it. You're probably thinking your friends are just fine. I'm thinking they were sick and tired of hearing me talk about the nothing I did today. But that's okay. That's okay. I have a friend who just had a baby. So that was fun. Brand new grandchild. Gorgeous guy. My God, he looks like, oh, he's beautiful. So that was a fun little bit. Something good has happened in these last 9 days. Still good things are happening out there in the world. You got to remember that one. Okay. So cabin fever, the first time it was really a concept was in the book Crime and Punishment. Now, reading that book is a punishment, so don't. Then the second one was Charlie Chaplin had it in The Gold Rush. Now, that was actually funny. That's funny if you want to watch it. And then, mental health tip, don't watch The Shining. Don't watch it now. Don't watch it ever. But it's got cabin fever in it, but don't go there. Promise me. There's a Bart Simpson episode, Mountain of Madness. It's bad. It's a bad title. Bart, it's a bad title. Mountain of Madness. Come on, man. Okay, so here are some cures that I can't get behind. Okay, here's one. Family game night. While you're suffering from cabin fever, the game will be Russian roulette. Don't try it. Don't try it at home. Okay, change your diet. These are dangerous, dangerous times to be dieting. Throw a party. Yeah, for my dogs. Okay, right. Change your decor. They actually use that word decor. Like, I haven't heard that word in 50 years. And then take up an indoor hobby. Yeah, sure. Like, I'll pick up my needlepoint that I stopped doing 32 years ago. Uh-huh, that's going to happen. Well, you have real cabin fever. You're not going to pick up a hobby. A new hobby. Where are you supposed to get the hobby stuff for your new hobby? That's just cruel to even say that. You can't get to the hobby store. So here's a real bad one. They don't want you binge watching, which I think is actually an amazingly wonderful thing to do right now. You've got the time. So I think that's bad. There are some cabin fever movies out there. I can't watch them. They look horrible. And my trolls they're rioting right now. So I can't tell you anything about those movies. Okay, so I looked up the opposite of cabin fever. It's agoraphobia, which this is a good time to be agoraphobic. It actually is. You're probably thriving. Here's another one that's very close to cabin fever. It's called prairie madness. It happened when people left cities and they went out into the prairie to develop their new homes. I think that one's wrong. I feel that way every time. I get prairie madness every time I go to Vermont. There's just so much dirt. But I think those women, the prairie madness that they got was they had all this work to do because they weren't in the city. Like, think about it, those poor housewives. God. So I don't think they've really dealt with prairie madness the way I think they should. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so this is what I think people should do. I think for younger people who can get out, I think movie theaters should sell every other seat in the movie theater. I think airplanes should do the same thing right now because they're empty anyway. Just make it so people can do these things. I want people to be happy. Restaurants should take out half of the tables in the restaurant. Just put that 6 feet in between everybody. Let some people have fun. Save fun. And then for us, I don't know why Turner Classic Movies can't reschedule and come up with some really great movies for us right now. That would be a godsend for people over 65. Here's a good one. If you've got some teenagers or teenage grandchildren, they could be making a fortune. If they went around to all the old people and just put a little sign on their door saying that they were available to run errands, do chores, go get flowers for every dream you had. Go get some impatience for the front of your house, because you could plant if you could get out to plant something. Or buy groceries. Oh my gosh, kids could make a killing and they're not in school. That's just what I'm thinking of. I don't have any teenagers to tell, but maybe you do. I hope you do. And I hate the coronavirus. I hate that it picked on us. It's sinister. We were already suffering from cabin fever. We were already feeling invisible. We already had all these problems. Why accentuate it? Why make it worse? I have no idea. I hate this virus. But I'm going to do that one thing out of all that stuff I talked about. The one thing I'm going to try is I'm going to go outside. I don't know how long I'm going to last. I mean, I'm like a vampire now. I haven't seen the sun in 9 days. I might melt. I have no idea. Hopefully, I'll be back with more tips and I'm going to find out what the rest of the world is doing right now. But this is all I've got right now. Wish me luck. I'm going to go outside. I hope I don't melt. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.